problem or is there what? And when you get a good receiver, then it show how good that GPS is really working.
Yeah, and I've noticed that the headings get updated a little bit faster with the M1000 than they did with the 236.
Yeah, I've been counting on the way home. I've been counting on the way home, like points of interest, and I'm going about every 2 seconds. I'm getting a new reading. Before every 4, 6, 7, 8 seconds, then I get a new name. And here, man, just simultaneously, it's updating. It's constantly updating, real fast.
I've went ahead and re-recorded some of my user POIs because I've gotten better accuracy with them.
I can see why. Yeah. Yeah, it really made a big difference. That's all I know. And then, like I said, when you're in a vehicle, timing to me is real important. Sometimes, and I understand the freeway system a little better because we have a highway and then we have the loop. Like say for example, we have the 1604 freeway and then the 1604 loop. And the whole town here in San Antonio loop around. So you have the freeway, and below it'll be the 1604. Then we have the 410. You have the 410 freeway. Below you have the loop 410, the 281 freeway, and below the 281 is the loop.
Well, I'm glad you like it, and it's working out for you.
Yeah. Now. You know, I see on the GPS email list, I know it got off topic, but they'd be talking about the voice sense and so on, and I was there, I seen you there, and I'm looking at it. I'm going to see some next year anyway, too, so I'll take a look, but I think if you go with a voice sense, you'll miss out the internet and all the other stuff, but you would just have the voice sense, right? And then if you go with the M-Power or the Braille Note, you'll have the GPS and the a lot of other features that you would have with the voice sense.
The voice sense has internet and email and stuff like that as well. I think it really depends on, you know, like what Mike said on the list today is that it's going to depend on you as an individual user, what you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, at the VA, they gave me a tracker to try out to learn, so they want me to work teach other people how to use the tracker. But I had a tracker when using it. You know, it's good for, it's good. But it's something that, if you know Braille, it's really good. I don't know Braille. So, but it's not the Cadillac. It doesn't give you all the features that the
Jim H. has entered the room.
That the Sendero offer. And I would say it's like you said, Mike did. It's depending on the user, their preference.
Has left the room.
Now, I have a question on the new GPS that the Zero come out. What do you call it? The way, what do they call it? The way, whatever the name is. Can you take that software and put it on your laptop and use it for locating your not as a receiver, but for information purpose, would that work, or you need the M-Power?
Yeah, the Way to Go is a maps-only product that only runs on the Braille Note M-Power and PK. If you have GPS 4.0, you have pretty much Way to Go because of the virtual mode.
So no way it will work on a laptop at all?
Correct.
good and all, because some lady, some young lady,
Jim H. has left the room.
Some young lady had mentioned it, that it'll go on the PC, and I didn't think that was right, so I didn't say anything.
It's definitely, sorry, an M-Power or PK. Hello, Eileen. Hello, John.
Good evening.
Evening.
Questions from you guys?
I missed it, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I had to turn up my mic gain here. Hi, who's that?
We have Chris, we have Eileen, we have Jerry, and we have John.
Okay, what, John from New Jersey?
That's me.
Oh, John, still lost in the woods trying to find Jerry Hill, or Cherry Hill. That's a strange problem, all right.
So everybody have made it in tonight.
Well, I don't know if we can say everybody. It's still kind of early. John, did you get your walk in today and find anything new?
Sorry, I got tied up with stuff. I didn't actually get to walk, but I did a lot of messing around with the program and playing with it, and set up a couple points of interest so I can check it out tomorrow.
Real good. I don't know what your weather was like today, but it sounded pretty cool and rainy yesterday. That's tragic about that horse they had to shoot at the Preakness. That was bad news there. To answer your question, I'm nowhere near the fires out here. I'm way north of that.
Oh, that's good. That was terrible. Yeah, the weather got cold here. It was rainy yesterday, and it turned into winter today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess it does that back there a lot more drastically than it does out here. So, Chris, is there any particular topic today?
Oh, there's no particular topic. It's whatever you make it.
Well, like I said, I was talking to Chris earlier, and I'm using the Hollett M1000, and very good, very happy with it. I'd say 100% better than the 236. Slim, picking up the reception, I was getting 12 feet WAS saddle. I was getting WAS all day long when I'm outside. I'm getting 12 feet, 17 feet, 19 feet, but today it was mostly 12 feet going from here all the way downtown, San Antonio, back. We just got back about 20 minutes ago, and also went into one of my favorite pubs I like to go to, and I never could get a pickup signal inside there, and I got Friday about 7 satellite, 24 feet, and never happened before. I couldn't even standing next to the window before, I couldn't get no signal, not even with a Slim Hollett 236. So I've been very pleased with this new receiver. And when you're on the interstate in connection to other interstate, you know, you need quicker time reaction, and this thing performed real well.
Hey, Jerry, you can mark your own special table in that pub now. You know, that's kind of cool. Hey, have you ever gone to the Riverwalk where the Jim Cullum Happy Jazz Band plays down there?
Yeah, but, you know, when we moved back here from L.A., I was living in Granada Hill, and when we, believe it or not, when we moved back here in February the 1st of 2005, I have not yet gone down to the Riverwalk.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to. You can hear it on the radio. Yeah, I enjoy that band. That's a fun group.
I'll have to look for them when I go down there.
Chris, a little off topic. Victor Stream question, is that okay since there's no burning issues right now?
Sure.
Do you know where you can get replacement batteries for the thing? I kind of like to have one. Just I looked them up online the other day. I forget what the number is, but it's some really weird number, and it's like made in mainland China. And I'm hoping it's not gonna be like those, I guess they were Sony batteries that were blowing up or catching on fire in people's laptops. Anyway, I was be curious to get another one just to have in case the one goes down and you're not near a place where you can charge it up or something.
Yeah, you can probably get them extras from Sendero or Humanware, and that's what I would do.
Yeah, I think so. You're right at this point. When I bought mine, I got it from Sendero, the unit itself, and I said, do you have any other batteries? And they didn't, but that was only a couple weeks ago, and I'll try it. I'll contact them and see what they've got. But it's doesn't seem to be I know Radio Shack doesn't have them, and they've got all kind of batteries for cell phones, but it's beyond their limit.
How do you like your Victor screen?
I love it. I was a beta tester for the digital talking book group, and was waiting for the Bookport 2 to come out, but word that I have on it is that it may come out in a year, it may be 2 years, if it comes out in 2 years, I don't know. Watch and prove me wrong now, but because I think it actually will have more features than the Victor Stream. But so I was holding out for that, but when I heard that, I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and get it, and I really didn't need it because I've got the Victor Classic, which is, you know, a big desktop kind of a tabletop CD player. But I really wanted something portable I could put in my coat or shirt pocket and listen on. And it's a terrific player. I really love it.
The other thing that you can do with it, too, is you can download the NLS books from the Pilot website and play them on that stream.
Right. Well, it's no longer a Pilot site. It's public because the beta testers all had to re-log back into it. So if you're eligible to receive NLS books, which probably everyone on this list is, you have to prove it to them when you buy the stream. And then the NLS, you know, you write to NLS, they notify HumanWare Canada that you're an eligible client in good standing, and then HumanWare Canada sends you the little file that you put on an SD card and load into your Victor stream. And the only really critical thing is it has to be the right, you have to give them the right serial number, so you have to make sure you type it in exactly right and you get it exactly right in the first place, which you can get verbally or in print off the Victor stream. And that's kind of the only deal, but it installs just really easy in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, they are still referring it, at least on the website, it's still saying Pilot, so.
Okay, that's probably true, because it is. I mean, it's under development, and it actually has not gone well. They won't. Maybe they'll wait till next year when they actually roll out the NLS player that can use, you know, can play their cartridges or download the books and play in.
Maybe they're holding off till CSUN. I'll be everything goes okay. I'm going to CSUN in March. I look it up already. It's March 10th to the 15th for this next year. So I'll be staying there for 10 days. So I bet you they'll have it there.
Supposedly, this month, they were supposed to send me one of those players. So I don't know. I mean, certainly I'm not a beta tester, but they said they wanted my feedback and stuff, and that was supposed to happen in October. So we'll see. In fact, I was thinking about calling the library tomorrow and finding out what's going on.
Well, it's still October for 3 more days.
Yeah, and they're supposed to announce a firmware upgrade to the thing before the end of October. I've also taken MP3 books that I've recorded on CDs, and I put them in the VR Other Books folder. And they play just fine. You just click on the folder of your CD book, and then you paste it into the SD card, and it worked great.
It sent me a tap memo to play with it for a month or so. Then I give it back here at the VA, and then they're always sending me stuff to play with it, just find out what I think about it, but. I had it since Friday, and I'd be a good tester for it because I don't pronounce the word correctly, and I kind of have a difficult time with that thing. Not that I don't understand the unit, but speaking into it.
Hey, Chris, what do you think of John's problems or difficulties with that city back there? Is that IntelliMaps issue, you think? It sounds like it probably is.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. One thing that he can do is do a POI search and see if he can find a street or a zip code that's in that city and then set himself to that POI virtually and then hit C and see what it tells you.
What about put in the county name, too, and try it that way? If the city doesn't pop up, then try the county. And so for example, the Los Angeles map, you know, you can't type in City of Mission Heroes. It won't recognize it, so you got to type in Los Angeles. And then it gives you a pull-down menu of Los Angeles area, Los Angeles Antelope, Los Angeles, Burbank, and so on and so on. kind of confusing. You have to sit there and figure it out, and maybe he got a puzzle around like that in his area too.
All good suggestions.
Comes to Hiller. I'm trying to now, actually.
Where do you put the county where it says instead of city, you just put the county?
Yes.
I like to use when I'm using the POI and do a search. I like that with the city. When you go city and then you, so I had maybe 20 miles in my surrounding radius, and all the little city will pop up. Like in Los Angeles, you would have Burbank, Pasadena, Glendale, San Fernando. You know, an independent city, even though the Los Angeles surround the places, you know. I find out here in San Antonio, there's a lot of little city went in surround all these. So you got the city of San Antonio, but in one area, maybe just the its own district.
So I wonder what mountain Kevin's climbing this weekend.
Maybe Mount St. Helen. When you get to the top, you better watch that one step in the middle.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to do a climb of El Capitan on the sheer side. That'd be something.
You can search for a destination by zip code, right?
If you search for the POI and in the search string, you would type in the zip code, so then it would search all the POIs for the zip code.
Seems to me it'd be easier to go by category, because if you do a zip code, you're going to get a huge amount of POIs.
Right, but that would be the zip code of whatever you're looking for, all the POIs, and then just pick one.
Right. Can you put the zip code in the just in the city area? Will that work?
It might, but I'm not sure.
I'll go try that. I got to grab my voice note.
I was telling Chris that I'm getting 12 feet all day using the... Well, every time I take the GPS out, it's 12 feet.
Jerry loves his M1000.
Yeah, I like that. I gotta try to get it to work like that so I can find my bar stool.
I just tried that zip code and changing the category to city, and it did work.
Say it again, Chris?
I did, in the POI search, I changed the category to city, and then I put the zip code in, and it found the city that I was looking for.
When I, I tried it. I went to the state, entered California, entered the zip in the city, and I got nothing.
No, when you do a POI search, so you have to have a virtual position somewhere. Then you do a space with F or a read with F and fill out that information, and under category, change that to city, and then put in the zip code.
Okay, but so you have to have a virtual position set already. Oh, I'll try that.
Correct, yes. The only time I don't think that that's going to work is, I was just thinking about this, is if your city is multiple zip codes, which I'm sure most are, and you're searching for the wrong zip code in the city category, that won't work. That's actually a pretty cool way to do it.
You gotta go sign out. You guys got a little meal to do and then go shopping and whatnot. Watch the World Series. Whoa. See you guys later. Have a good week, everybody.
Good week.
Yeah, you too. I'm definitely watching the series. By the way, I just tried this little zip code thing. I found a place here in Connecticut called Happy Land. I have never heard of it.
Okay, Chris, I want you to listen to this.
WASP, 14 feet, 8 satellites. WASP, 11 feet, 9 satellites.
11 feet.
Definitely loves his M1000.
Yeah. I got it hanging on my window shade here in my office. That was the record. 11 feet, 9 satellite, and I got WASP.
One time, and this only happened to me once, I was standing outside my house, turned the receiver on, and it said acquired position 12 satellites, 15 feet. I've never seen that happen again, and I lost that 12th satellite within a matter of, I would say, less than a minute.
What receiver were you using then?
The one you're using.
Yeah. I've been getting WASP like at 6, six satellite, five, seven satellite, eight satellite. Picking up WAS all day long here. And right now, it's...
WAS, 11 feet, 9 satellites.
Still 11 feet, so I'm very impressed.
I lost my audio for a second. Here's something for you to try, Jerry. Go set your GPS and virtual positions to the same thing. So you do a read with a G, and then what you'll want to do is hit I to see how far away your GPS and virtual positions become.
Okay.
Switching to virtual mode at unnamed. Current location invalid, unknown to GPS position.
What'd that mean?
Do a read with a G first. You can actually stay in GPS mode. So you do a read with a G, and then press enter a few couple times, and it'll set your GPS and your virtual position to the same spot. And then hit I a couple times and see how far away you are from your virtual position, because your GPS will move.
Okay.
Switching to GPS mode. New GPS location to virtual position.
Like that?
Exactly.
Now, what's that supposed to do?
The more you drift, the GPS will drift away from the virtual position. It'll see maybe 10, 12, 15, 20 feet, 30 feet, and then it might move back closer to the virtual position.
Okay. Listen to this.
16 feet west, GPS location to virtual position.
Is that how far my receiver could be away from the GPS too?
Yes.
Equipment has entered the room.
So, if I stand next to it with a receiver and did that, it'll tell me how close I am to that receiver. And
well, it'll tell you because your receiver is the thing that it's worried about, the virtual and GPS position. So if your receiver is hanging in the window shade over there, then that's what it refers to when it's giving you that distance between the two locations, because you synchronize them up, and then you're watching the GPS drift.
Okay.
I've been playing with the zip code thing, and there's a part of the town that has a different zip code than the rest of the town. So I put that in as the zip code, and the place is called Taftville. And it found Taftville as, it showed me, but it said there were no poise. So then I looked up a restaurant which I knew was in Taftville, and that did come up. But it was interesting that when I did the zip code, it showed no poise at all, even though I had plenty of mileage between the starting distance and the search.
Yes, because if you actually look on the cities, you do a detailed POI on the city, you will see the zip code, and that's the zip code that you're actually searching for. For example, if you're in Buffalo and you're searching for 14207, that's not going to find it in the city POI. But if you're searching for 14203, that will. And the zip code just might not be in the city POI detail.
Let me try this. Hold on. Okay, Chris. I did a read with F, enter 0, and then and expand it to 2 miles, enter, put in city, enter, then type in the zip code, and it won't find nothing.
Now, what happens if you do that same search but omit the zip code?
Yeah, I did read with F, and then I went with 0 mile, then 2 mile, enter, put in city, enter, and then and I tried a couple different zip codes, and it does not even see that zip code.
Okay, try it without the zip code then and see what you get. Just do a wild card city search, actually.
Holy jeez, I got slews of them when I just did that. That is incredible. places a mile and three quarters from here that I've never even heard of. That's amazing.
Nothing. Let me check something out here.
Okay, but now, Chris, if I get one of these weird locations like Happy Land, and I want to get more details, what do I do? Do I do a as though it were a poi?
Well, it is a poi. So yeah, you get more details, and then if you want to explore on Happy Land, you can set your virtual position there.
Okay, that's going to be my trivia question of the week to everybody. Where is Happy Land? And I bet nobody in this area has ever heard of it, but it's here.
I know what I did. I left it to all, and I typed in the zip code, and a whole bunch of point of interest came up. It worked pretty good. I got it. I put in the category that I'm looking for. If I want all, I put in the zip code. If I want restaurant, I just put in the zip code for that area, and they all pop up. And if there's nothing there in that zip code, it won't pop up. Okay, I got it figured out there, Chris. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, but now I'm in Happy Land, and yeah, I can see why it's Happy Land. So, I want to back out of that. This could be my M-Power because I've been noticing it is definitely sticking, I think, more than it should, and I've even done the killer reset and everything. But theoretically, how can I back out of this?
If you have not, if you're talking about going back to your last virtual position, if you have not moved, you can just do a space with 2356, and that's the undo command, which only happens once. Now, as far as getting out of the list, you just hit any other command. You're not really in a list, so to speak.
Oh, okay, I see it. Okay, great. I haven't tomorrow I was thinking I'm going to be taking a little trip that I would try the the replay, the recording, a route or whatever, you know. Any special things, little surprises I might run into, or is it pretty straightforward?
You start your receiver, you go into the GPS, you do a space with Q or a read with Q, and then it prompts you for the drive, the folder, and the file name. When you do that and press enter, it'll say appending, or it'll say recording GPS data to GPS replay, and that's all it does.
And I could theoretically do a 25 or 30 mile recording?
Absolutely, yes.
You can do all day if you have a big enough memory card.
But what I'm trying to figure out is there's a particular destination that if I try to, you know, create my own route, definitely it's not the same way that drivers go, and people, I just don't understand how they're traveling that route, and that's why I want to do this, to try to actually figure out what they're doing.
Right. When you get home, you go to the options menu, go to GPS receiver type, and then switch it to replay, and then it'll prompt you for the drive, the folder, and the file name. And then you'll get your messages that you're used to, like acquired position, X amount of feet, you know, where your nearest intersections, and everything that you would do if you were live walking the streets, you do when you're listening to your replay.
Oh, that is way cool. This is going to be fun.
You could even see how fast they were going at a specific time, and, you know, whatever the GPS, it basically dumps the information from the receiver to this file, and you're playing it as if you're using a receiver, which is really kind of cool.
And what's cool about it, too, is that now you're home, you're sitting there, and you're following, like if you're sitting there at the intersection, they're going to show that you're standing there or not moving, Then if you want to check out your point of interest in that certain area, you can take a look and see what's around there, too.
Wow, that is really neat.
I have replays that I did in January, and in February I was in the house listening to these replays back and back and back, and it was able to help us, you know, pinpoint, find issues, because you're walking or driving or riding the route that you were going, and that's really the cool thing about it.
Exactly.
Well, I got to bail out. At least this time it's a little different than last week. Nice listening to everyone, and take care.
Take care, Jim.
Have a good week.
Yep, no smoke around here this week, though. We're doing fine.
Jim H. has left the room.
Oh, we're just telling us. In California, you can't even smoke outside. They passed that law, no smoking at when you go to the beach now.
Well, I think I'm going to take off as well. Thank you. As I say every week, I always learn something. And so thank you very much, guys. And presumably we'll have more adventures to share next week. And maybe I'll be really happy if the Red Sox win quickly tonight, because I'm tired of these late nights.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Jimmy, he come in on my bet on my other site that I have, Chris, the veteran site. And he said he's got his receiver back, too. And I told him about the M1.
John Gelson has left the room unopened, one item.
So having a new, maybe I'll get a new receiver, huh?
Cool.
I don't understand that. He would tell me how many times that thing went back in. You know, if there was a problem from the beginning, I would have said, no, just give me a new one. I wouldn't want to wait all this time to get a they should have just replaced it a long time ago. You know, like computers, like anything else, like cars, you're bound to get a lemon sometime. So, and they should have a lemon law on electronic, too.
Right.
I tell anybody, if you buy... I saw Stevie Wonder on TV the other day, and he was taking movie pictures, snapshot. He said, blind people can take pictures, too. So, like I say, I got my movie camera being repaired, and I bought the 5-year warranty, and luckily I did, because the pin for the digital to download to the computer was broken. Wasn't my fault, just the way it is. There were 3 parts on there they had to replace. So they did it. If they can't fix it, so they'll give me credit for a new model. But so the 5-year warranty is great to have. I'm glad I done it. Also, I had the 4-year warranty on my laptop. I gave my stepdaughter the laptop. So I just had a new motherboard put on it. So when we were in Romania, the screen was... I don't know if the TSA dropped it or bounced it around, but the monitor would crack, and the hard drive was, the 100 gigabyte hard drive was broken. So in Romania, with that 4 year accidental insurance, I got the whole thing fixed. They fixed it. They put a new hard drive, new screen, got a new motherboard. Now she got almost a brand new computer. Boy, having a laptop, I would tell anybody, be sure you buy that replacement warranty, because it would well come in handy.
I agree, especially on a mobile device. Well, I think I'm going to take off for the night.
Take care, Chris.
You too. Enjoy your M1000.
Yeah, like I said, it is real important. It's startup. I know what a slim... I got a technical question to ask you. Don't go yet. It's important to get a reading, and when it's usually 1 to 2 minutes, I got a reading, and that's real important. But question, and I noticed that on the email list is somebody mentioned this. Is there a problem with the M-Power with the 7.5 Bluetooth connection? I had lost Bluetooth completely, and I had to restart Bluetooth. Some technical issue about that?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure, actually. because I don't think they did anything with Bluetooth between 7.2 and 7.5.
Okay. I noticed, I didn't read it close enough, but Mary Ellen, on one of her emails, and she mentioned something about the Bluetooth, and I noted that I lost Bluetooth connection completely, like it just turned off, so no problem. I just restarted and got everything working, and it was not an issue with me, but then whenever it brought up, I wondered, is this error on HumanWare's side? Was it upgrade, you know? Okay. You answer.
Okay, take care. Have a good one.